It's Marketplace Tech for April 13th. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Ben Johnson. If you missed the season premiere of Game of Thrones last night, I promise not to spoil it for you, but you're going to want to be careful online. Google, turns out, has been awarded a patent to help put an end to online spoilers. Amanda Lotz is an associate professor of communication studies at the University of Michigan. She's also the author of a book called The Television Will Be Revolutionized. She says the Google patent is a signpost more than anything else.
I think it's a moment of transition where we used to all be in sync with our media use, and all of a sudden we're starting to break free from that.
And she's not convinced that Google will actually follow through.
Honestly, when I first saw this news story, I was sort of astounded that this was a problem of such great significance that it really deserved solving.
Another way to solve this spoiler problem? A little social media etiquette.
Perhaps the notion here is thinking about what form of social media you're using. And, you know, if you want to have a real deep discussion about something that just happened, that you perhaps choose a different format than the sort of broadcast technology of something like a Twitter or a Facebook post that's going to go out to a lot of people.
You could actually pick up the phone. The state of Georgia hearts video game makers. Lawmakers just passed a bill that'll renew tax credits for video game companies there. But it's not the only reason game developers are moving south. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Asante Bradford promotes video game development for Georgia. 8 years ago, he says, there were only about 6 gaming companies in all of Metro Atlanta. Now, there are more than 70.
Every time we put together a list, it changes that quick. So,
Bradford says that's because there are more gaming conventions being held in Atlanta, giving the city more exposure. And there's a lot of local talent. Savannah College of Art and Design and Georgia Tech are ranked among the top schools for game design. Nikhil Deshpande teaches game development at SCAD in Atlanta. He says alumni of these schools are the ones who help create a strong network in the city.
Retaining talent has been really good, and that has also helped the overall, you know, kind of gaming landscape here.
So when it comes time to finding a job, it's not that hard, he says. Take Hi-Rez Studios, an online game developer in the Atlanta area. It recently announced it's adding 50 new jobs. This will help it push out a new mythology-themed video game, Smite, on a new platform, Xbox One, and in a new market, China. They're also building the state's first esports studio. It's a place where people can watch others play video games. Todd Harris is chief operating officer with Hi-Rez.
People play video games, but over the last 2 years, it's actually become quite popular for people to spectate video games.
Welcome, Smite fans, to the World Championship Grand Finals!
He says it helps that Georgia's popular film tax credit, one of the most generous in the country, extends to digital entertainment. And living in bigger markets, like San Francisco and Los Angeles, is becoming more difficult.
Georgia's low cost of living has been very effective in recruiting experienced game developers. And then you combine that with really, really strong entry-level talent out of our universities and technical colleges.
The average starting salary at his company is about $58,000, in line with the national average. In Atlanta, I'm Tasneem Shama for Marketplace.
And you didn't think we'd make it through the entire show without talking Apple Watch, did you? Marketplace tech producer Meg Kramer headed to the Apple Store in New York City to check out all the fuss. Hi, Meg.
Hello.
So tell me, what was the scene like?
It was at Apple's flagship store, which is this giant glass cube in Manhattan. And it was pretty subdued. There was a line of maybe a dozen people out front. Everyone had made an appointment already.
So you walk in the store. What happens?
This is the weirdest part. So you walk in and there's this spiral staircase that descends into a pit. The Apple store is in a basement below the cube.
Okay.
And just listen to this.
Is that people cheering?
Yes. There were like 100 Apple Store employees in a crowd around the bottom of the staircase cheering and clapping.
Cheering well, you?
Yeah. Well, maybe 24 of us are walking down the steps like a bunch of debutantes. It went on like that for a few minutes until the store was full.
Who was there? Who got clapped down those stairs other than you?
I think if you're there for the very first appointment on the very first day, You already know more about the Apple Watch than any Apple Store employee could tell you. And I talked to a few people who had already pre-ordered their watch, which means they got up at 3 a.m. that morning, and then they came to the store just to try it on. I talked to Kelvin Hall, who woke up at 3 a.m. to buy his watch and schedule an appointment in the store.
It does definitely look just like something that you would wear on your wrist anyway. I'm sure it'll take me a little while to get used to using it. But yeah, I definitely bought into it with my money as well as my passion.
So it's a watch is what he's telling us.
Yeah, and I think that that's surprising to some people because we've seen all of these wearable devices come out that look like a mix between a watch and a smartphone or
a clunky, ugly box.
Yeah, and the Apple Watch looks cool. It looks fashionable. And I think it looks better than any other smartwatch out there right now.
It's just so weird, though, that you'd want to go touch a watch that you've already decided to shell out for.
You know, I could see why you would make an appointment even if you didn't want to buy one of these watches.
Why?
Like, it's just fun to be there. I'm not going to buy one, but I got a little excited just holding this piece of technology that one of the most important technology companies in the world has been working on for years and years.
Meg Kramer is a producer of Marketplace Tech. Thanks.
Thank you.
To Apple Watch or not to Apple Watch? Let us know what you think. We're on Facebook and on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Tech.
This is APM. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.